and welcome to our broadcast. This is New Life Community Church Online. So excited you could join us today. A couple things I want to bring to your attention. We have an awesome church app. On our church app, it's live stream made easy. We got this thing called Right Now Media that we pay for, but you get for free. Right Now Media is like Netflix for the church. We have conferences from some of the top Bible teachers all over the world. We got a ton of opportunities for children and teens to have Bible lessons on their level. And you get all that free on our app. And you don't have to be a member to get our app. So I want you to go ahead and take a moment and get that app. Also, you get your connection card where you can take some next steps with us. Also, on our app, you can download your sermon notes and actually type the fill in the blank. So you want to take a moment and get that app going on your phone or on your tablet or whatnot. So as you can be connected, we're going to be able to send you some push notifications. I'll let you know when something very important has happened. Like today, we're giving out food locally for those who need it. That might be something that you might want to know. Or you might be able to call someone and say, hey, if you need that, they're giving it away at the church. Or we might have something very special that we want to deposit to you during the week. So I'm so glad you're here. But let's just take a moment and set the stage wherever you are with some worship songs. Of course, we don't have our full band here. We don't have our full choir here, but we do have some music that can get us to thinking about the goodness and grace of God and get our mind ready to deal with whatever He has for us to deal with. We have a great program for you today, so I want you to stay from here to the end and have some big things for you at the end, some free resources we want to give you, but you have to stay to the end and be with us, and I hope this blesses you. It's not too late to go ahead and call a friend, tell them to log on. There are going to be 4 live streams this weekend, 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and then we have an 8:30 Sunday morning, a 10:30 Sunday morning, and a 12:30 Sunday morning. These services mirror our live local services when they start back again, but these are the ones we're doing now. So enjoy, stay with us. Thank you for tuning in.
Greetings from New Life Community Church, where we build
strong families.
We want to say good evening, good morning, wherever you are. It might be different time zones, but we just come today and we're just really, really wanting to praise God for all that He's done in this time of quarantine, in this time where some of us are stressed out and some of us are not knowing what's going to come next. I want to come from Revelation 7, verse 9. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and the Lamb. And we were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and the elders and the 4 living creatures, and they fell down to their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." In this time of uncertainty, we have to remember that God sits high and He looks low, and He still has all of us in His hands. And so, God, we just want all of the praises to rise. We want to lift up Your voice in this moment. Just for logistical pieces of this, we want to say that this we do not own any of the copyrights of this song. We're just praising God today. We're praising God for who He is today. And so we're going to cover a song called Let Praises Rise by the ORU. We just invite you to praise God with us. We invite you to lift your hands or stand or fall to your face, whatever it looks like for you. Let's praise God and let His praises rise today.
Come fill my life. To be lifted high, all I be glorified, for you to be lifted high.
As we deal with the coronavirus, we are on self-quarantine, or some of us have been diagnosed and we have to stay inside. I look at this as an opportunity, not just to be separated from others, but to be consecrated unto God. The Bible tells us that God longs for us to come after him with our whole heart, and that we come to him with fasting and prayer and weeping and moaning. And this song is about an opportunity for us to just offer everything we have back to God, because sometimes we get so busy with the hustle and the bustle of life that we don't have time to do this, we don't have time to do that. But now all of a sudden we find ourselves with so much extra time. It's no coincidence, but this is the time not to waste it on frivolous entertainment or just going through some motions, but this is the time to come back to the Lord with our whole heart. You have so much opportunity now to just love on God. And you know what God wants from us? He don't want half of you. He don't want some of you, but he wants it all. Can we give it all? He set us aside. He sanctified us. We can't even go outside. And we're his, and we're for him. And so now let's give it all to God. As we go into this song, let me pray. God, we come humbly before you. We come apologetic for being so busy and putting so many things before you. As we consecrate ourselves unto you, some may call it quarantine, but we choose to be consecrated and separated, and we pull away that we may pull closer to you, God. Would you saturate us with your spirit? Would you give us self-control and power from on high? Would you feed our spirits, God? That you rejuvenate our mind. Love us like only you can love us. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him. Child that will give him, let him give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. It all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth.
He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all.
Oh, he wants it all.
And he says,
love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.
Oh, God. today. There's a voice that cries out in the silence,
searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give their own.
Welcome to New Life Community Church. We welcome all of our members and guests, and we thank you for worshiping with us today. And now, here are your weekend announcements. Due to the current coronavirus outbreak, our church office hours have been temporarily changed. Our new hours are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Please be advised that if you need to contact any staff member, you may find their contact information on our website at www.newlifeestl.org. Just click on the Connect tab and move down to the NLCC staff that you'd like to connect with. Or you may leave a message at the church office at 875-5989. Please join us as we continue our Lenten fast. Remember to pray before, during, and after your fast. The fast will continue through April 10th, which is Good Friday. And don't forget to honor God with your tithes and offering. There are multiple ways to give online, or you may stop by the church during the new office hours to complete your giving. Baptism has been rescheduled for the first Saturday in May. That's May 2nd, so mark your calendars now. Now you can download our mobile app to find all the tools necessary to be informed about what's going on in our church. Just go to either Google Play or the App Store and download the free New Life Community Church mobile app. Did I mention it was free? Some of the benefits you'll find are fill-in-the-blank sermon, past sermons at your fingertips, easy ways to give, a calendar of events, and online growth groups, just to name a few. Oh, and by the way, you can get live stream right on your phone with our mobile app. Download it now. If you're feeling a little down during these trying times and you need to be uplifted, try Right Now Media. You will find a plethora of biblically based films, over 10,000 free videos for you and your family. It's like a spiritually based Netflix, but you must download the New Life Community Church mobile app. Log in now and enjoy Right Now Media.
My grandma always says everyone counts, and everyone who lives with us is special. Like my aunt, who took me on my first bus ride to the library. Or my older cousin, who walked me to my first day of school. Even my mom's friend and her baby who live with us.
The census informs funding for schools, roads, healthcare, and more. So count everyone in your home, including all children, on the 2020 census. It's your chance to help them for the next 10 years. You can respond online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov.
Here at New Life, we like to say our purpose statement together. So on the count of three, let's all say it together. One, two, three.
Our ministry exists to reach the non-believers, to connect them with other Christians, to help them grow in their faith, to challenge the growing, to serve in ministry, and honor God with their lives.
Play those announcements again. Please go to www.newlifeestl.com.
Hi, my name is Pastor Kendall Granger, and I want to welcome you to New Life Community Church in East St. Louis, Illinois, Online, where we build strong families. Man, I'm so excited that you decided to log on or to tune in today. We have a sermon I believe is going to be a blessing to you today. A few months ago, when I put my sermon calendar together, I had no idea that I'd be preaching this message to an empty auditorium or sanctuary, but also to thousands upon thousands around the world. God knows exactly what he's doing, and this message is very timely for us. So what we're going to do today, we're going to jump right in. But what I want you to do is to go ahead and grab your sermon notes. Your sermon notes are located on our church app, and you can download our app from the Apple Store, from Google Store, whatnot. Or you can go to our webpage, and we have a link that'll take you right to it on our app. Now, if you haven't have time to do the app, you can go right to our webpage at newlifeestl.org, and you can download the sermon notes. However, on the app, you can fill in the blanks on your device there, and you have it right there. You don't have to print it off. So let's jump right into our message. Our sermon series is Prepared to Make a Difference, Prepared for Crises. And so last time, we talked about being financially prepared for a crisis and to make a difference. Today, we're going to talk about being spiritually prepared for a crisis and for a difference. Here's what happens. You always want to have your life jacket on before you need it. Amen. So now we're in the midst of a crisis. It's not too late to get your spiritual life in order. Now, there are many ways we can do that. There's many ways we can get closer to God and be more spiritual, reading our Bible, praying, having quiet time, and so many other ways. But have you ever felt like you were trying to be spiritual, and it's like something internally was fighting you? You know you're supposed to get up and get on the prayer line, but do it next time. You know you need to read your Bible, do it next time. And it's like it's a struggle to do the good things, but then there's an encouragement almost, an internal encouragement to do the bad things, or to drink, to put too much salt on your stuff, or to not keep up with your good habits. And so what I want to do is I want to give us a tool that can help us become more spiritual, at the same time give us self-control over our bodies so I can do what I need to do when I need to do it. So let's jump right in. First of all, what I want to talk about is fasting. What is fasting? When should we fast? Why should we fast? What happens when we fast? And all those things that we talk about with fasting. You hear people talk about fasting, and what does that really mean, and what does it really look like? So here's what you got on your screen. We're going to put this up for you. Fasting, or to fast, means to go without food or drink voluntarily for a set period of time for a specific purpose. Let me read that again for you. It's going without food or drink for on a voluntary basis for a set period of time for a specific purpose. Now, many of you may already know that we are doing our Lenten fast, and that happens between from Ash Wednesday all the way to Good Friday. And Good Friday is right around the corner. So those of you who have not been fasting with us, you are in such a great position right now to start the fast right now and go in there. So don't, before you panic and before you turn the channel or click off, let me show you some benefits and how you can really make this work in your life. And so a fast, again, is you're going without food for a set period of time. Now, check this out. Don't forget this now. You can't get so busy in your day that you forget to eat and say, oh, no, I was fasting. No, it has to be pre-planned, okay? You can't just accidentally fast. You have to purposely fast. So write this down. My definition for fasting on your outline, you can write this in your notes, is that fasting is denying the flesh or the physical in order to feed your spirit. It's denying the flesh or the spiritual or the physical in order to feed your spiritual man. And what does that look like? That looks like me when I crave those Pepsis, or I crave that chicken or that bread or that whatever. And I say, you know what, from this time to this time, I'm not going to have any of that. And I'm going to deny my flesh. My flesh is going to be craving and desiring it. I'm telling my flesh no. At the same time, I'm going to double down on my spiritual stuff. Now, here's what's amazing. Most of the world right now is consecrated. Think about that. To consecrate yourself is to pull away from the worldly things, to pull away from your regular routine, to pull away and get along with God. And by default, without having to, we were forced into a consecration. So here we are, guys. We have an awesome opportunity to for us to get closer to God, to gain control over our physical bodies and our desires and our habits, and become stronger people. We can come out of the crises, this coronavirus crises, stronger, more spiritual, better than ever before. So I'm glad you're here. Let's take on the journey and let's get started. The first thing I want us to look at is, when should you fast? Some people want to fast just willy-nilly, but there's a reason for fasting. What I have on your outline there, we should fast when we are in a crisis. We fast when we're in a crisis. And that means a problem that we are powerless to fix. Now, here's the deal. With the coronavirus, we are powerless to fix this on our own. We have to separate. We have to consecrate. We have to be set aside. And no matter how much money you have, you can have millions of dollars in your portfolio. You can't, it's not going to protect you from the virus. You can have 14 doctorate degrees. Your education is not going to protect you from the virus. We are powerless to fix this, and so we're in a crisis. This is a perfect time to fast, because let me tell you why. Sometimes when we are in a crisis like this, it forces us to be innovative. It forces us to go to another level. So God has put us in a position and allowed a situation to happen so that you and I can consecrate ourselves and deny our flesh, feed our spirits, and get closer to Him. I want to break this down for you a little bit more. Check this out. Joel chapter 2, verse 12, talking about being in a crisis and how God wants us to come across that. It says this: "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart," with what? "Fasting and weeping and mourning." See, in the Bible, they fast not because they're trying to lose weight. They weren't trying to fit into a swimsuit or to a dress or to a whatever or for an event. They were, when things got out of their control, when things were overpowering them, they went into a fast so that they could get God's insight. They can get what God wanted them to have. So therefore, you and I, we are in a prime position. We are in a great opportunity here for us to get innovative, to do things we've never done before, to create things that's never been created, to think of thoughts that have never been thought. How do I get these creative thoughts? Well, when I'm denying my flesh and I'm feeding my spirit, I'm more in tune with God and I get His direction. I get His way of life. So what I want to do is for us to take a moment here and to really think about how we can do that. Now, all this week, I want you to commit to memorizing our memory verse. If you have the outline, you'll see it right there at the bottom of your page. If you don't, it should show up on the screen. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to read the memory verse with me wherever you are in the world. Whatever you're doing, just stop a moment, focus with us, look at the screen or look at your outline, and let's read together on the count of three. One, two, three. "And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." This is Mark chapter 9, verse 29, the King James Version. Now, here's the deal, guys. I need you to get this. There are some things in our life that won't come in the natural. It has to come in the supernatural. It has to come because you and I are consecrated and focused on God, and He's given us insights that we can't get in the natural. Okay, and so in this particular case, Jesus and his inner circle were on the Mount of Transfiguration, and when they come down, a man has brought his son to the disciples who has an evil spirit, and the disciples couldn't do nothing with it. And so later on, after Jesus cast out the demon and everything is fine, they get Jesus along and say, "Hey, why we couldn't cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." In other words, when it's out of my pay grade, when it's over my pay grade, when it's outside of my power source. I have to tap into my divine power, my spiritual power that God gives us so that you and I can go and do things we've never done before, see things we've never seen before, create, invite. I mean, you don't have to be young, you have to be old. Anybody, if you tap into the power of God, he's going to give you things that you've never seen before, that you never imagined. So it's worth taking the sacrifice and consecrating yourselves so that we, you and I, wherever you are, can tap into that spiritual
power. All right, I just wanted to kind of break in here in the middle of the sermon. We're going to finish up in just a moment. But what I want to do is invite you to worship God through your giving. So many people are upset that they can't bring their gifts to the storehouse, but we can still worship God and put him first in our giving. We have several ways to give. You can directly mail it to our mailing address, and it's going to be on the screen here at 1919 State Street, and that's in East St. Louis, Illinois, 62205. Of course, the easiest way is to go to our webpage and download our app. On our app, you can get live stream, your sermon notes. You got Right Now Media, which is a spiritual version of Netflix, and it's absolutely free to you. All the movies and conferences and lessons are free there. And then you could also give your giving with a one or two touch and you're done. And you can do that automatically, or you can do it as a one-time gift. During this tough time, we all need to bind to come together and make sure that we are worshiping through our giving and that we're loving on God. At the end of this broadcast, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get some free resources. So stay with me to the end, and I'll show you how you can get those resources at the end of this broadcast. Now let's go back into the message on how we can be spiritually prepared for a crisis.
Yeah, this thing here is what happens when we fast? What happens when we fast? There's something happening in the spiritual realm when you and I go into a fast. It's not just, I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to drink this water. I'm not going to drink this soda. It's not about just denying the flesh. It's not about just going through the motions of going without. But here's what happens. Here's what happens. The Bible says this. I want to break this down for you. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. I need you to get that. The Bible is very clear. It says that the body, our flesh, made out of the dust. God breathed into the nostrils of that dust body, his breath, his pneumas, his spirit. And when the body and spirit came together, there became a living soul. I need you to get this. Now, why is that important? Because when I'm trying to make a decision to do this or to do that, when I'm trying to decide if I'm going to stay or go or whatever I'm going to do, there are voices competing for my attention. See, my body has a voice and it's trying to get me to do things that's going to gratify the flesh, my old nature. See, my body want to feel good, it want to look good, it want to do things that taste good and be around fun, right? And so it don't care about the consequences, it don't care about what happens after or any of that. Well, there's another voice that's speaking to me. My spirit that comes from God that lives inside of me. When I'm saved and when I'm born again, I have the spirit of God living on the inside of me, and it want to do good. It want to follow the word of God. It want to honor God. But then there it is that we have our soul. Our soul needs to be saved, right? Our soul is the one that is going to go with whoever wins, right? So whoever wins this battle is the one that's going to control the destiny of what we do or what we don't do. What I want us to get here is that the body plus spirit equals soul, but these voices are competing. Now, which voice do you listen to, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked. The voice that we follow is the voice that is the loudest. What do you mean, the loudest? There's an old poem I learned some years ago, and it goes like this. There are two natures inside my breast. One I love, the one is foul, the other is blessed. One I love, the other I hate. But the one I feed will dominate. Well, wait a minute. Well, my flesh, my body, my old nature wants to feel good, wants to look good. It wants to take things that taste good, no matter about the consequences. And so my body is always pulling on me for entertainment and for luxuries and for things like that. Now think about this. The average person can spend anywhere from 5 to 7 hours watching TV or on social media, just doing things that's just entertaining the flesh, just entertaining the flesh. Now, if you multiply, let's be modest and say 5 hours a day, that's 35 hours a week. Then we talk about feeding our spirit. Well, wait a minute. If I'm feeding my spirit, I might go to church, spend an hour, hour and a half, might go to Bible study or something like that, or I might read a scripture. I might have 2 hours, 3 hours tops. And so now we have this lopsided, unbalanced lifestyle. And so my flesh is eating more than my spirit, and it becomes stronger and more dominant in my life. Well, maybe you get it like this here. Think about this. You have two puppies, same age, same mother, same father, whatever, in the same house. And one puppy's always playing around with the balls and chewing on the furniture. The other puppy's eating dog food, playing around, eat a little bit, playing around, eat. After a while, although they're the same puppies and started off at the same size, one is going to be bigger than the other. Now, those of us who love animals, who have pets, you know the big dog run the house. When the parents are not there, when the owners are not there, the big dog is going to lay on the couch. Little dog, I got to get on the floor, right? The big dog going to drink water out the dish. The little dog got to go get something out the toilet because the big dog is running the house, right? Why? Because he's bigger, because he's stronger, because he ate more. And when you and I deny our flesh and we began to feed our spirit, we become spiritually strong. We know the right thing to do. We know what not to do. But do we have the strength? Do we have the strength to override our old nature, our old habits? While we're on sabbatical, while we're in consecration, while we're in social distance, while we're separated from everybody else, this is the perfect time for us to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, to return to Him with all of our hearts, with prayer and fasting and mourning and weeping, and let God begin to give us insight. He's going to do it. Look what the Bible says. I love this verse. It says this. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify, y'all see that? The desires of the sinful nature. Talking about the flesh. We're talking about our bodies, our sinful nature. He said, for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit. And the spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. Are y'all getting this? There's an internal fight. Two natures inside my breast. One is foul, the other is blessed. One I love, the other I hate, but the one I feed will dominate. There is a civil war inside of you and I. It's not your parents that's against you. It's not the enemy against you. Sometimes it's our own sinful nature that desires salt when we know our bodies can't have salt. When we want to exercise, I don't feel like exercising. When I want to do, I want to read my Bible, let's watch TV. When I need to do this here. So it's always something fighting against us, and you and I can control that in the spirit. You can control it in the spirit. You don't have to do what your body dictates to you. You dictate to your body. But you have to be spiritually strong. You have to be spiritually prepared. Unfortunately, there are going to be some people who are going to turn to alcohol during this crisis. There are going to be some people who are going to turn to drugs during this crisis. Some people are going to go into depression during this crisis. I'm saying to us that if we use this time of consecration, I know we're calling it quarantine. I'm calling it consecration. This is an opportunity for us to consecrate unto the Lord like never before. We can do this, people. You can do this. I can do this, right? I love this when he says this. This verse here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. This is the King James. It says, but it is written, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But check this out. God hath revealed it unto them, unto us, by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Check this out. Don't miss this. There are things that the eye cannot get. There's stuff that you're not going to hear in your, with your natural ear. The thing is not going to just pop into your mind or into your heart. The only way we're going to get some revelations is going to be revealed to us by the Spirit. But if my spiritual man, if my spiritual nature is weak from malnutrition, if it's weak because I'm not in connection with God, then I'm not going to receive all that God has for me to get. Oh my God. Man, I wish I can get you to get this. If we can understand that by fasting and pulling away from the natural and doubling down on the Spirit, we can get revelations. We can get the ideas. We can get the breakthroughs. We can see clearly because it's not going to come by the natural. It's going to come in the spiritual. What a wonderful, blessed opportunity. While we're recovering, while we're mourning, and say, God, I need you like never before. I'm turning to you. Some of us say, what am I supposed to do? Why is this happening? I believe that for some of us, this is happening so we can return to the Lord and we can be closer to him. So we looked at what is fasting. We looked at when should we fast. We looked at what happens when we fast. What happens when we fast? I'm denying my body. I'm feeding my spirit. And I'm in control of what the soul is doing. Is that making sense? All right. Now, why should we fast? Again, I mentioned this earlier. Fasting is not for us to lose weight, trying to look good. Fasting, write this down. We should fast to receive power and direction from God. Don't miss that. Write that down. Power and direction from God. The reason why we're fasting is not to change God's mind. Oh, no, God is unchanging and unchangeable, right? He's perfect in all his ways. And so it's not that I'm trying to get God to do something different. I'm trying to get me to line up in the spirit with what God is already doing. Oh, my God. If I can get you to get this, don't miss it now. When we go into our consecration, when we go into our fasting, what we're doing is we're tapping into God's line. We're getting on one accord with him. He already has done this thing. He's already prepared this thing. And so what God wants us to do is to understand what he's already prepared for us. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out here that I'm talking to right now that may like sports and all this stuff. And so I'm just going to, when I say this, please don't click off. Just kind of stay with me. Don't click off. I'm about to say something. Some of you are going to love it. Others are going to want to click off. Don't click off because God got something for you. Don't click off. I'm going to go ahead and confess today. I got a confession. I have been a Dallas Cowboy fan, football fan, since Roger Staubach. That's a long way back. Okay? All right? Now, let me just say, don't pay attention. Don't go away. Come on. Stay with me. The reason I'm saying this is this. Check this out. One day on a Sunday morning, the Cowboys was playing. I forget what team they were playing, but this is when Tony Romo was our quarterback. In this particular game, I believe the Cowboys turned the ball over to the other team six times. Now, I'm at church preaching, so I don't see the game, but I recorded the game. I had it on record, okay? So by the time I get out of church, the game has been played. I hear that we won. Okay? So I'm going to watch the game because I like to see them when they win. Now, if you like me, when your team is playing and stuff is happening during the game, it got you on pins and needles. If they fumble the ball, you're mad, you're upset, you're talking to the TV, whatever. So get this picture in your head. They turned the ball over six times. I don't see the game, but I recorded it. When I get home, I already know that they won. So now I'm watching a game for the first time that's already been played. Oh, don't miss this. Now, in the course of the game, things are not going my way, But I'm not upset by it because I already know how this thing ends. I've never experienced it before. I never seen the plays before, but I know what's gonna happen because I got the end result. So they already told me that the game is over and our boys won. Okay, so now I get in there and there's an interception. Oh, I don't get upset about the interception because I know that we're gonna win. There's a fumble. Oh, I don't get upset about the fumble because I know we're gonna win. Oh, there's another sack. I don't get upset about the sacks because I know in the end, the game has already been played. I'm just experiencing it for the first time. I need you to get this. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And our life has already been spoken for. This thing has already been played. The worst thing that can happen to those who believe in God is that we win. The worst thing that can happen is that we win. So yeah, in life you're gonna have some interceptions, you're gonna have some fumbles, you're gonna have some coronaviruses, you're gonna have some all this stuff happen. But don't get upset. Don't let it get you down. Why? Why? Because the worst thing that could happen is that we win. Are y'all feeling that? We win. We win. How I respond is different when I'm watching a live game that I don't know the ending to than how I respond when I'm watching a recorded game and I already know the ending to. I took out my Bible, guys, and I looked at the ending. And I already know that in the end, we're going to win. So I don't allow setbacks, sacks, fumbles, or interceptions to get me down. Why? Because I know we're going to win. Let's go back to your outline. If you don't have your outline, you really want to get the outline and keep these notes, keep these scriptures, have everything written out for you. You can download this on the screen there. You'll see it at www.newlifeestl.org, and you can download your sermon notes and keep those with you. Now, so we talk about fasting, right? We fast to receive power and direction from God. Now, let's get to the scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 11 through 14. This is the NIV version. It says this: "For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we have, what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." Now, don't miss that. That's a lot of reading I did, but don't miss this. Check this out. In other words, I cannot know what's going on in your mind. Only you know what's going on in your mind, or the Spirit that's inside of you. The same way God has thoughts that's higher than our thoughts, He has ways that's higher than our ways. And so we cannot discern what God is saying in the natural. It has to come from His Spirit. Now, when I am saved, when you and I accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us that discerns and explains God's will, God's wisdom, God's direction. Right now, some of us are sitting on inventions. We're sitting on new ways of doing things. But because we're so physically dominated with our sinful nature, our fleshly nature, that we're not really hearing what God is trying to birth in us. We can do some things that have never been done before because we have this time to consecrate. We have this time to focus. We have this opportunity to deny the flesh and feed our spirit and get closer to God. Now, the last point we're going to make today is on your outline, how should we fast? You know, I talked about what is fasting, when should we fast, what happens when we fast. I talked about why should we fast, and now how to do it. Well, I'm glad you asked about that. Write this down. First of all, we fast with humility. We write that down. We fast with humility. It's a humbling thing. Fasting is not something to brag or boast about or something to be arrogant about. It's a humbling, it's an accepting the fact that I don't know what to do. I am powerless to fix the situation I'm in. I am out of my zone. And so God, I'm humbling, I'm bowing down, I'm submitting to you, okay? And so it's a humbling thing. So God humbles us in our fasting, and he says, what I really want you to do is I want you to humble yourself. Let's look at what the scripture says here. Check this out. In Isaiah 58:5, it says this. It is this kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for a man to humble himself. Are y'all get that? He says, I want you to humble yourselves. It's a humbling experience. And I'm saying to myself, I'm denying my flesh. And then what I found in the past, I'll confess, I've been so focused on not eating the bread or not eating the junk food or not eating the red meat, whatever I'm fasting, that I forget to pray more. I forget to read the Bible more. And so I'm just beating up on the flesh, but I'm not actually feeding the spirit to make it stronger. See, if you go 4, 5, 6, 7 days without any nourishment, any food, your body is going to be weak. But think what happens in the spiritual realm when you don't feed your spirit the word of God, when you don't feed your spirit quality prayer time with God and communication with him and just alone time with God. It's amazing what happens when we do that. Look at letter B under why should we fast? Well, write this down. We should fast. How we should fast is with secrecy. It's not something to display. Write that down. Secrecy. In other words, it's a secret thing. It's not something to broadcast. Don't go and tear your face all up. Oh, what's wrong with you? I'm fasting. Because then you're getting your reward because people are complimenting you on your spirituality. Okay? The Bible says like this. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth. They have received their reward. I'm saying when we fast, God has an opportunity to give us direction and power. Power over our habits, power over addictions, power over our old lives, and direction on where we're going and what we should be doing and how we should be flowing. The Bible says in Matthew 6:18, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will what? Reward you. It's right there on your screen. He will reward you. And so don't worry about people knowing what's going on. Don't worry about showing off to people and proving to them that you can go so many days or this many weeks or whatever. But I do want to challenge everyone that's listening. Let's go 14 straight days in a fast. Now, I'm doing no bread. No junk food, cakes, pies, chips, sodas, all that. And I'm adding 10 extra minutes to my prayer day. I'm adding 10 extra minutes to my Bible reading. So if you're already reading the Bible 15, 20 minutes, add 10 minutes to it. I'm going to challenge you to do that 14 days from whatever today is right now. Whenever you're witnessing this, whenever you're watching this, from today, go 14 days. 14 days of consecration and fasting with the Lord and see the benefits that he will bring into your life. The other thing I have here, the last one, is to pray with detail. We're going to fast with detailed prayer. We're going to fast with detailed prayer. In other words, I'm not going to just say bless mama and bless daddy and bless this person, bless this, but no. What does a blessing look like? I, when people say that, it kind of confuses me sometimes because a blessing could be anything. But I want you to pray in detail. If you're praying for your children, if they need a job, if they need to hang around different people, if they need to be saved, if they need to kick an addiction, if they need to get closer to God, they need to join church, they need to be baptized. Pray specific prayers. If you need a new career, if you want to make more money, how much more money? What days of the week do you want to work? Get detailed. Now, if you had a small God, then have small prayers. But when you got a big God who has all things, then big prayers. The Bible says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Right? And so here's what I want you to understand. I don't want you asking for stuff and seeking stuff that is not of God. So God gives us some guidelines. He gives us a filtering system to filter your thoughts and prayers through. And it's found in James chapter 3, verse 17, NIV. The wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. So if your prayer does not meet these criteria, don't pray that prayer. But it should be detailed. It can be personal, but it should have some of these qualities in there. Now, the last fill-in that I want you to have, you can write these notes down. And please don't hesitate to get that app. We got so much to offer you on our church app, and you can get that from our web page. The last fill-in is that I will take time to get closer to God. I'm going to take this time right now to get closer to God. Write that down. I'm going to take time to get closer to God right now. Now, as I close, as we're finishing up this broadcast, this presentation, I want to, first of all, offer you a spiritual health assessment. I have an assessment kit. It's a little survey you take. You answer some questions about yourself. You don't have to turn it back into me, so you don't have to impress me. So give true answers. And it's going to tell you what areas of your life, your spiritual life, you need to focus on and build up. If you want that, I want you to go to our webpage. Inside of our web app, there's a connection card. You can fill out your connection card. We will have your email and all that, and we will email you the spiritual health assessment so that you can go to the next level and really get closer to God. Now, for some of us out there, you have never prayed to receive Christ. So I want to just give it to you like this. Look up here. Look at the screen if you're able to. If you're able to look at the screen. This hand is representative of God. And let's just say this hand is representing all of mankind. God created all of mankind to have a relationship with us, a mutual relationship where he chooses us and we choose him back. And that's how it was before sin entered the world. But let's just say this ink pen is sin. What is this? It's sin. Sin separated God and mankind. And what happened is Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins because sin separates us. Now, the only way to get rid of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. So if man die, sin is paid for, but there's no relationship. So Jesus Christ died for sin so we can get our relationship back. But it looks like this because God wants you, but he wants you to want him back. He's not going to make you love him. He's not going to make you accept him. But if you accept Christ today, the Spirit of God will begin to give you direction. And you will start a process of growing in Christ, becoming closer to God, and fulfilling your destiny and your purpose. Would you bow your heads if you can, if you're not driving? Can you bow your heads with me? Can you pray with me? Can I pray for you? Let's pray. God, we come now. And we take this time of consecration, this time of isolation, this time of being set apart, this sanctification time, God, to get to know you better, to learn about you, to teach our children about you, God. But we ask you to come into our life and to make us brand new creatures on the inside. God, we love you. We ask that you forgive our sins and that you make us brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for hanging out with us. There's a special gift I'm going to send to you. If you go to our webpage, you fill out the app. I mean, you get our New Life app, and you are a first-time guest to our broadcast or a second-time viewer to our broadcast. I'm going to mail you a gift wherever you are. I'm going to send it to you for being our first time viewer. If you're first, I need to know that though. You got to go and get the New Life app. You download the app and you go into, under the app under Connect. You'll see the connection card. You fill out the connection card, check the box that says first time guest or second time guest, and we're going to send you a special gift. For the rest of us, if you just shoot me an email to pastor@newlifeestl.com, I'm going to send you absolutely free your free health assessment. How do you get the free health, spiritual health assessment? Your spiritual health assessment is going to come because you're going to email me. The phrase is on the screen. Send me the spiritual health assessment. I'm going to send that out to you immediately. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Be blessed.